This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a swing and a drive. Left center field and deep. This ball's got a chance. Cubs win the ball game. Justin Turner with a game-winning home run.
Unbelievable finish for the Cubs. And Justin Turner, as soon as he hit it, the bat stayed in the air, and he knew it. Game over, Cubs win.
Now that is a call. You know who that is. It's Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer, along with Zach Zaidman on The Score. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody. And the Cubs... Took a little more than I thought it was going to take, but ended up getting 2 of 3 from the Orioles. The A's, who were clear sellers at the deadline, to say the least.
They weren't sellers over the weekend, though, right? They came ready to play.
They did, and I know that you always have to give credit to the other team, and that Gunnar Henderson home run to straightaway center on Saturday was... some strength.
Into the teeth of the wind.
That was strength.
Oh, Thielbar had a little problem.
Yes, and that's going to happen too. You know, I think I said this last week. For me, the concept a lot of times when it comes to roster building is slump timing. Like, do you think that everybody's going to hit the slump at the same time? And if not, how do you fix it? But I think we saw a good example of that yesterday. Cubs end up winning thanks to the Justin Turner walk-off. Justin will be on with us at noon. You won't want to miss that. And in the meantime, they did get 2 of 3 from a team where you're saying to yourself, ultimately, it's a successful series. Is it ideal series? No. But did you get there? Yes.
You look at how they got there, and you have questions, and you have continued concerns, perhaps. But the bottom line is, at this point in the season, when you're going, especially against non-division opponents, survive in advance. Take 2 out of 3 and keep it moving, and they've done that. And despite whatever you want to say about what you saw and what wasn't up to par for the Cubs over the weekend, yes, they are 2 games out of first place. They still have the second-best record in baseball.
Yeah, and they did win 2 out of 3. Sometimes... you got to grind, and they did grind this weekend. It was like, this was the Cubs on maximum effort. They were trying really hard to win these games. Like, think about Friday. My God, a 1-0 hour and 49-minute game.
That was the most grindy McGrind face game the Cubs have played this year.
Afternoon show is like, oh my God, we got to do a whole damn show now.
Yeah, they
because
did.
Because of an hour and 49 minute game on the Ryan Sandberg, the 23 seconds of silence out there. So that was a grind. Saturday sucked, as you pointed it out.
I was there.
You were there. You were there. So you saw Thielbar give it up, and Brazier didn't look much better. He's not innocent in this either.
It was also still a somewhat solemn game. I know that when we talked to Craig Kinney on Friday, he said that was going to be more of the tone on Friday, and then Saturday was going to be more of a celebration of Ryan Sandberg's life. And it was. But being there, it was still also... there was just a big note of solemnity, and unfortunately, and our friends Robbie Crowell and I got to sit next to their family, and got to meet PCA before the game.
I saw the
thanks
video.
In part to of course the Radiothon, and it was a wonderful moment for Brain Up, and just an excellent part of the continuance of what everybody did over the weekend, raising $750,000 for our Radiothon for cancer research. That was wonderful, but also to see how many people after the game were taking pictures at the statue, and then all of the offerings that were brought up and just left at the statue as well, the beautiful flowers too. It was still pretty solemn. You know, so to end that series, I think, on a walk-off is a really nice note to what was a hard series.
It was a hard series. The one thing I noticed is how the Brewers are playing compared to how the Cubs are playing, both against teams that aren't very good, right? And the Brewers, the way they just handled business to the tune of, what, 56 hits over three games, a franchise record? And the Cubs are just trying to just scratch out runs any way they could.
To eke them out.
And listen, positives to take away from this series, Cade Horton. Hasn't given up a run since an earned run since the All-Star break. That is a big positive, and I don't know how much more usage they're going to get out of him between now and the end of the regular season and what his availability is going to be going forward, but certainly a great spotlight for him. Matthew Boyd looking more like the father who stepped up yet again.
Amen.
Wow.
After his worst outing this season as a Cub, he comes back and gives you scoreless baseball. The end, obviously, was not ideal. But then just to see a moment like what Justin Turner had as he continues to play for the Cubs in a limited, very limited role, but to make the most out of it with his second walk-off hit of the year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How about how jacked up Wrigley Field was on Saturday in the ninth inning? I was actually in Wisconsin on a lake at a birthday party watching it in the outdoor bar when PCA comes up to the plate with runners on first and second, and we had the sound jacked up. I love it. One of the great things with crowds is when a chant begins, the PCA chant begins, and it's disorganized at first, where you hear voices in one pack. It's a very menacing sound until you're in unison. Like the pre-unison PCA chant was daunting, like menacing, and then of course he struck out. But it was like, it was a probably about the most hyper moment of the entire weekend when PCA comes up in that spot with two men on, chance to win the game.
We in the crowd were hungry for production.
Oh, that's right.
And you could tell that it was building in that direction, and then it's exactly what happens. The lineup turns over, you get exactly who you want in that moment, and unfortunately,
Watched the previous four bats in which he had struck out three of them, I'm just curious, are you like me on board with what Bruce Levine was talking about? Pinch hit Justin Turner in that moment. I was like, let the righty go and do his thing. PCA has looked not good at all in that game.
It's easy to say that now because we saw Justin Turner hit a walk-off. But at the end of the day, you're
talking about PCA. It's pinch hit for PCA though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's easy to say when you see what happened on Sunday, but at the same time, these are the moments where your cleanup hitter, for example, or your all-star is supposed to come through. And frankly, he needs to see more high leverage at-bats that require off-speed pitches. It requires something you didn't see from that reliever previously. Yeah, you're probably biting on a slider or two, and you need to learn the difference. You know, you need to learn how to have better pitch selection in those at-bats.
I'm just saying the object is to win the game. I think Turner provided a better chance given what PCA had looked like throughout that game.
Well, and we know that he had plenty of strikeouts on Saturday and Sunday. But, you know, I will also say this. Credit to Willie Castro, man. Comes in, he's got three hits on Saturday and Sunday. That is exactly why you traded for that guy. And those are the detail makers. You know, when somebody else is struggling, who's picking you up? And you saw him with some key at-bats.
He's your Ben Zobrist. He could play, you know, basically the entire second, short, and third. He could play the outfield. So he is of value.
Absolutely. So I expect to see that again just because of what we've seen already. Like that, he made people look smart over the last two games especially. So that was really nice to watch. Coming up next here on Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody on the score. We moved up five on it because, as we mentioned, Justin Turner joins us at noon. So let's do it. Five questions. We get to the Sox as well. We'll have some fun next on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.